Tuesday is Congressional Primary Day in New York. In the newly redrawn 21st District in northern New York, Republican Kelly Green is running against Matt Doheny. The winner of that race will face incumbent Democrat Bill Owens in November. Doheny lost a close race to Owens 2 years ago. This year, Green hopes to get the chance to take on Owens. Last hour, we heard from Doheny, and this hour, we'll hear from Green. She spoke with WRVO's Catherine Loper.
Tell me why you decided to enter this race, this primary race for Congress in the new 21st District.
You know what? I'm tired of yelling at my television set and feeling like the United States Congress, both sides of the aisle, aren't getting anything done, and we have a lot of problems facing our country.
Why do you think you should be the Republican candidate to run against Congressman Owens over your opponent, Matt Doheny?
Well, you know, I am a Main Street kind of girl. I'm just like all the other people in upstate New York. I'm not a wealthy person. You know, Mr. Doheny comes from more, even though he's from the area, he comes from a Wall Street type background. And not that that's always bad, but if you look at the makeup of Congress right now, we have a lot of people from Wall Street and legal backgrounds, and it's certainly not working very well for us. You know, I'm a staunch conservative. Mr. Doheny has run, even though he says he's a conservative this time, he ran more in the middle last time. And so I do believe that that's where his true affinities lie, are more in the middle as a moderate, and he's a lot closer to Mr. Owens in terms of his policies and fiscal and social policies.
How would you sum up your campaign platform? What are the most important issues you're running on?
Well, the number one issue for all of us right now should be the economy and jobs, and how do we bring that back both to the United States and specifically to our district. We have existing infrastructure, and so I have a pretty, I think, solid plan on how we can use what we've got to bring manufacturing back, increase our tourism, and so that's my number one platform. But our northern border is a pretty open border, and we are the number one entry point for the drug of ecstasy in our district into the entire United States. But obviously, our fiscal situation is extremely important, and I'm certainly running on fiscal responsibility. I will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. We have to get our fiscal house in order, and we have to start cutting the budget, getting rid of unnecessary programs.
And can you describe your position on reducing federal taxes?
You know, what I would really like to do is see a flat tax. I am a big proponent of a straight flat tax, where whatever that percentage is, we would all see a reduction.
As a Republican, how do you balance, you know, being for the spending cuts you've talked about, reducing taxes, but still helping your constituents by bringing home some federal dollars to help the struggling economy in northern New York?
You know, and I think that we always think that money is the answer. And most politicians say, you know, I'll get you more money for that. I'll get you more money for that. Instead of looking at innovative ways and using the private sector. And often I think the private sector has far better solutions. And we want to get the money into our district that needs to be there. I'd rather see a true infrastructure bill that addresses all infrastructure, the rail, the sea, and our ports, and our road, but also our telecommunications infrastructure. There's a very big part of the Adirondacks where you can't get cell phone coverage, you can't get high-speed internet. That's also a deterrent to business. So a real infrastructure project that has a return on investment, because when you spend money in an area, you want to be able to see the realization by businesses growing, businesses coming into the area.
Do you consider yourself the underdog in this race?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard not to. Since coming in, the Republican Party was not exactly thrilled that I got into this race, and they've pretty much ignored me, as has my opponent. I'm the anti-establishment candidate, but, you know, at a time right now when most of us are pretty fed up with what's going on in Washington and with the establishment, both the Democrats and the Republicans, most of us are not happy with what we see, I think it's probably a good position to be in, to be the person that's running against the grain.
WRVO's Catherine Loper speaking with Republican congressional candidate Kelly Green. She's taking on Matt Doheny in Tuesday's Republican primary for the Northern New York seat currently held by Democrat Bill Owens. You can hear interviews from both Doheny and Green on our website, WRVO.org.